Hi, everybody. This is Sharon Jeffers. Welcome to the Mystic Oracle Radio Show. I'm going to be with you for the next 55 minutes, and we're going to play with the cards. I'm wondering what kind of day you had today, because today was governed by the Five of Clubs, which is the card of the adventurer. And I had a very adventurous day, and people I was with were having similar experiences. And these adventures took place in the mental realm, changes in thought, changes in plans, changes in ideas, brand new ideas coming in, a lot of creativity in the air, and movement, lots of movement. And if you've been on my website, starofthemagi.com, I put the card of the day up there every day. And today, I do it the night before. And last night, what I wrote for today is, there could be setbacks or changes in plans today. If so, these situations could be making way for new ideas or possibilities to come forth. This is a day to upgrade in all ways. Plans, thought paths, ideas, all are up for review and change. Use diplomacy in all of your dealings with others, as the mind can be quick and sometimes impulsive today. So think before acting. A new opportunity could manifest at work or with career. So, and there's, if you go on my website, you can sign up for the card of the day to be sent to you free in your email box. So the reason I post these is because each day is governed by very specific influences. And you can watch them manifesting as you start to learn about these four suits in the deck and the magic calendar that the card deck originally was. And the numbers, they manifest in our behavior, in the situations that happen in our lives. They manifest in our pets. I mean, I see it in my dog all the time. It's like, there are certain cards on those days. She turns into crazy dog. She's just like all over the place, won't listen, running around crazy, chasing leaves and squirrels and everything, you know, imaginary things. It's wild to observe. And then there are other days when the energy is really still and solid, and I see her do that too. I see it show up, of course, in myself all the time, and in my plans, in the way I'm thinking, and in my conscious awareness. There are certain days that just really open our minds up to brand new information or new insights. I also see it in the way people drive, which is, you know, it helps me to be amused rather than frustrated sometimes on the road. So if this is your first time tuning in, you can check out my website and see, what is this woman talking about? Because I am, you know, I am committed to serving this mystic oracle that we know as a card deck. And that I know was originally a calendar, and it holds all sorts of secrets about us and our relationships, who we are, where we are in life, how we're interfacing with time, what time's bringing us as a challenge, as a gift, as a lesson, as an opportunity. And it's all there. It's quite fascinating. So if you would like to talk to me, you can call me. You can call in on the BBS line and talk to me. I'd love to hear of any adventurous experiences you had today or any changes that came unexpectedly, any shifts in your thinking or developments that came out of the blue. I'd love to be able to tell you about your personal cards. Each one of us is governed by the cards in certain ways, depending on our birthday. And if you've never, if you don't know what your card is, you can look up on my website where it says, what's your card? And also, you know, if you want to know what your soul, spirit, and planetary ruling cards are, I'm happy to tell you. I just had a friend visit me just came yesterday, and she just left a little while ago, and she knew nothing of the system. And while I was working with clients a couple of times today, she was, like, devouring my books. And she was, you know, she was completely skeptical before she read about herself and her husband and brother and whoever else she read about in the car, in the books. And then, you know, when I came down from a session I was doing this afternoon, she said, okay, I'm convinced, I've been converted, I totally believe this. So it's really a friendly, fun way to awaken support and support our conscious awareness of, you know, and also see what's going on in our lives. So since I mentioned my books, my website is starofthemagi.com, and my two books are Cards of Destiny, a birthday book and daily divination guide, and Love and Destiny, Discover the Secret Language of Relationships. And then I have another book on my, well, it's not on my site, it's on the mail that I send out for the card of the day. It's for people that work with the cards. It's a quadrate book. And I've got a lot of things in the works right now that I'm really excited about. So I'm sitting in my screen and porch, and it's a beautiful evening here in North Carolina where I am right now. The birds are all coming to nest for the night, and they're singing, and the deer are roaming around, and the sweet scents of the day that have been released by the sun are just filling the night or the evening air. It's not night yet. So that's where I am. My email address, if you want to send me an email to ask me a question, is starofthemagi@earthlink.net. So I just got an email from Joan. Joan has a boyfriend named Michael. And Joan wants to know about their relationship. And her birthday is April 24th. Which is the Ten of Clubs, and his birthday is April 13th, which is the Eight of Diamonds. Okay, two little Aries, that's got to be fun right there. April 4th, the Ten of Clubs, and April 13th, the Eight of Diamonds, Joan, actually sit side by side in the life path of the cards. If you want to know what I'm talking about by the life path, go to my website and click on the cards in the nav bar. And that will take you to a page that says it's all in the cards. You scroll down past the four suits and your four personal significators, and you'll see that I have put images of the grand life spread and then an image of how to read the life path. So if you look at this, Joan, you'll see that up at the top in what we call the crown line, and this is like our natal chart for all of us. This is the birth chart. This is us in time according to our birthdays. So, Michael, you are the Ten of Clubs. Michael's the Eight of Diamonds. You sit side by side. And one of the things I've noticed over time in working with couples, I do a lot of couples work, and I've noticed that people that sit side by side, or any of their cards, whether it be their soul card or their spirit card or their planetary ruling card or their birth card, when they sit side by side in the life path, they often travel side by side in life for a long time. Often these are people that are married for a lifetime, or they have this connection in spirit spread. But so often, more than not, I see that these people that sit side by side, when we composite these cards or put these cards together as a relationship, it's the Five of Hearts. So this card, the card, when we come together with another person, whoever it is, our child, our boss, our lover, our friend, a stranger on the street, it doesn't matter who it is. When we come together with another person, another entity, a third entity is formed, and we call that a relationship. And that relationship is actually governed by specific cards. And those cards come from combining our cards with someone else's cards. And there's a whole numerology system to the card deck that's exclusive to it. And we can do names, because the alphabet is also related to this. There are 26 letters in the alphabet, and there are 52 playing cards. There are 26 lowercase letters and 26 uppercase letters. So it's very interesting, and it's mind-blowingly accurate, the information that comes from this. So, Joan, back to your relationship. The Five of Hearts relationship is, you know, adventures in the emotional realm, adventures of the heart. This can bring out a restlessness on the challenging side. And how you balance that is through work and through play. Because for the Five of Hearts, both of those are very important. This card is going to increase your desires. You're going to want everything. And, you know, that's okay. As long as everything is in moderation. This card is a great card for making money. The challenge can be in focusing intention and energy for that to have a clear path. There's a lot of creative energy here for expressing through music, through writing, through art, through business, all of that. There are many lessons that come here in relationship, and the relationship needs to be grounded in clear spiritual values. And the Seven of Hearts in Jupiter says, you know, it's so important for you to really excavate your mental environment and get rid of anything that no longer serves you and take in new ways of thinking that liberate you. Because part of the drive of this influence is about seeking what is true and seeking what's behind appearances and what's underneath things and what the value of things is and communicating the wisdom that comes from those types of learning. Money can go flying out the window with this connection. So you have, you know, the opportunity is to learn to have a handle on that. And the opportunity here is to have tremendous spiritual awareness and self-awareness, and if that isn't a focus and a foundation, then health issues can come up in this relationship. The challenge can lie in communication. There can be, you know, conflicts and challenges that show up as arguing, and if you see this as mental gymnastics and you play fair, you can turn it into fun. Ultimately, this relationship empowers each of you to be the individuals that you really are in the greatest ways possible. Teach you both to, you know, walk your talk and be in your own rhythm and expression of self. That's what nurtures you. But you could have a lot of fun on all different levels, playing, making money, exploring your heart and what relationship really means. And the deeper you go, the better it gets. So, and, you know, in sharing this with Joan about her and her connection with Michael, this is what my book, Love and Destiny, is all about. It's about the power of understanding the connections that we have in relationship, because they are so very important to us, the connections and the understanding and our relationships. I mean, that's what we're doing here. we're in relationship with everything in this world, on this planet, in our lives. We're in relationship with ourselves, our homes, our, you know, absolutely everything. Money. We're in relationship with money. We're in relationship with the work that we do. It's all about relationships here. And so whenever I do anything, I always look at my relationship with that thing. I look at my relationship with the day, which I show you how to do in Cards of Destiny, and that tells me the day is ruled by a specific set of cards, right? But then I'm going to perceive my experience of that day through whatever my relationship is with that day. So it's fascinating. It's absolutely fascinating. I think I have a caller. Is that true? Do I have a caller?
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Pat, Sharon. How are you?
Who's this?
This is Pat.
Pat, hi. I can barely hear you.
Is this any better?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. I always seem to have a hard time.
Oh, there you sound a little clearer.
Okay. Thank you.
Hi, Pat.
Hi.
Where are you calling from?
I'm in Connecticut.
Connecticut. Hi.
Hi.
Have you talked before?
We've talked once before, and I got a great reading from you. I really like you.
Oh, thank you. That's so sweet. Thank you. Remind me, what is your birthday?
It's July
12th,
1953.
So, 53, that makes you 55?
Yeah, almost 56.
Okay. And July 12th, you are the Three of Diamonds, the Cancer Three of Diamonds. So that's the Three of Diamonds sign of spades. So what can I do for you? How are you?
I'm doing okay. I actually struggle every day.
You what?
I struggle every day. I wake up with anxiety, and I'm struggling to deal with that without meds. So I think I'm getting better.
Was this brought on by a trauma?
Well, I don't know at this point. I just realized I've probably been on medication for almost 30 years, on and off.
Wow, and that'll cause you anxiety right,
right
there.
I think so. And I think, you know, I've taken myself off all meds, and I think sometimes I think maybe I'm just going through a withdrawal. I'm not sure. But actually, that's sort of why I want to call. I feel a little embarrassed, but might as well speak the truth. A couple of years ago, when the doctor felt that meds weren't working, and at this point I'm so against all this stuff, they sent me for 28 electric shock treatments. And since I moved to this new place, I'm a caretaker, I've not been able to organize my place at all. And it finally dawned on me, that was when I ended up finished the treatments. And I have a lot of anxiety about what do I do? Do I throw things out? Do I gather things up for a tag sale? I feel like I'm going to be meeting someone, finding a mate, and sometimes I think I should get it out first. I should get organized first, and then I think, well, maybe I'll have a home, so why throw everything out? It's terrible, but this just sounds so silly compared to people's problems in the world, but I
don't. Do you have a lot of stuff around you that you don't need or you don't want?
Well, yes and no. I'm an artist, so I cling on to things that I might paint, and I have things that I've collected over the years, and part of me thinks I should just get rid of everything, but I get so confused about it all. And I don't know whether to sell or have a tag sale. Am I, you know, defeating myself by thinking have a tag sale? Should I just throw stuff out?
Okay. Let me tell you something. You're the Three of Diamonds, and right there that can cause confusion, okay? It's not the easiest card to have as a birth card.
Mm-hmm.
Because it sits, you know, it's aspects planetary-wise, are Uranus, which is totally unpredictable, eclectic, and constantly changing,
mm-hmm.
and Mercury, which governs the mind. So it's like, it's hard for your mind to stay on course. The thing, you know, what I kept seeing when you were talking
mm-hmm.
was you sitting in a mud bath.
Mm-hmm.
And not that that's where you're sitting, but that you need to be grounded.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was, I wanted to say, is there anywhere where you live where you can go have a mud bath, where you can just cover your body with dirt, you know, and I feel like you need to have a strong, you need to be grounded.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe something like, and I feel like you need to do something physical to do that.
I am going to start yoga.
Yoga is too etheric. You
okay.
need to be doing like, Tai Chi would be better.
Okay.
Not that you shouldn't do yoga.
Okay.
Kung Fu would probably be even better.
Okay.
I feel like in order for your body and your mind to get aligned, you need some sort of aggressive action. Not like aggression, but an action that's very filled with determination.
I have Taibo tapes. How's that?
Taibo could be good.
Okay.
Have you done that before?
I have.
And how was that?
It wasn't bad. I have to be careful not to hurt my body. I haven't done it in years.
Well, you want to do something that's not going to hurt your body, but is going to cause you to be focused and determined. I
okay.
feel like you need to bring determination into your life.
Mm-hmm.
And so some sort of grounding movement. Now, you have the Nine of Spades, and you're sitting in the Three of Spades house, age 55. So I would think this whole year there's been a tremendous amount of indecision. Because that's three on three, and that's a lot of, that's difficult, you
okay.
know. It's like too many choices, too many ideas, and too much indecision. When you have your birthday, I'm looking. Oh, you go into the Six of Diamonds house. You are going to feel, and you have the Four of Diamonds and Mercury. So when you have your birthday, you're going to feel so much more grounded, and it's going to be easier for you to take one step at a time and accomplish what you want to accomplish.
Okay.
I would suggest, because, you know, Feng Shui has been another one of my tricks in my bag. I've taught feng shui for a very long time, and I would tell you to go through your house, and anything that you don't love or don't need, pass it on or get rid of it somehow, because it's just something else that's attracting your attention and therefore distracting you.
Okay.
Because all these things we have around us, they're always talking to us. And so if we have a lot of things that we don't know what to do with,
mm-hmm.
they create distraction. And you have the Nine of Spades in Uranus, which could really mess with your nervous system.
Yeah.
And this could be part of why you're feeling anxious. And
okay.
so I feel like movement, and okay, here's another thing that might be really good for you, are root vegetables just showed up in front of my face.
Okay.
Carrots and, you know, yams and things that can ground you.
I just started juicing with those vegetables. Is that okay, or is that too sugary?
I would not do the juice. I would, if I were you, I'd go a little more macrobiotic, like brown rice and, you know, steamed carrots or something.
Okay.
Just to get some yang energy and some alkaline energy and some root energy in your body.
Okay.
Because it's very grounding and it's very stabilizing.
Okay.
And you need to bring that into your body to establish it into your mind. You understand?
Yeah.
So that would be my suggestion. With this nine of spades in Uranus, and let me just see when your Uranus cycle happens. Ba-boom, ba-boom. You're in there now. Oh, no, you just came out of there. So you're in Neptune. Yes. So I would just really do whatever you can do to nurture your body with things that are of the earth, earthy things.
Okay.
And, you know, whether you're standing outside with your bare feet or doing some kind of martial art that really grounds you, Tai Chi is nice because you're really focusing on the movement and it really integrates your mind and your body, and your feet have to be very planted.
Mm-hmm.
And then, eating some foods that are really earthy and, you know, grounding could be very good for you. And I would just start in one little corner, you know, and really have three boxes with you. One box you put in things that you're going to give away so someone else can enjoy them. And another box you have things you're going to throw away.
Mm-hmm.
And another box you have things that you really love and you want to keep.
Okay.
And it makes it really simple.
Okay.
Did that help?
I will start with that and see how it goes. And
start with that and see how it goes.
And
I promise you, after your birthday, huge shift.
Thank you so much for all this advice, and I'll give you a call after my birthday, too.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, Pat.
Bless you.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You for calling.
Okay.
I'm sending a message out. Chris, if you're listening to this show, call me. I forgot to call you. I had a house guest, and I completely forgot to call you earlier. So if you're listening to the show, call in and talk to me, because we can have an interesting conversation, I'm sure. So I never know what's going to come out of my mouth when I talk to people. I see all sorts of things when I look at these charts that I read from, because for those of you that don't know, I'm not laying cards out like when we do fortune telling. I'm actually looking at cycles of time that are made up of cards and have planetary influences, and they're governed by different, you know, I mean, they're cycles. And so the card deck, the way it shows up, the way it structures itself, the way it forms in this mystic science, is a matrix of time. And it reveals time, and it reveals the intention of time, and it reveals where we are in time and who we are relative to each other in this experience, in this journey that we go on when we're born into the human experience. And the four suits represent the four aspects of the human experience. The emotion, you know, the emotional, mental, physical, and spiritual. That's the hearts, the clubs, the diamonds, and the spades. And when you start to explore just the suits, I'm like, passionately in love with the four suits, because the language that they speak and the things that they reveal are so magnificent, from the mundane, from the unconscious, actually, to the mundane, to the spiritual, to the enlightened. It's incredible. And they guide us. They're there to teach us, to embody all this fabulous wisdom. Hi, who's on the line?
Yeah, this is Chris.
Chris! Thank you! How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. I'm so glad you called. I thought earlier, I mean, once I started the show, because I had a house guest here, and I was working with her half the day and then doing readings on the phone, and she left just before the show, and then as soon as I got on the air, I went, oh, no. Because we had talked about you being on the show with me a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I remember that.
And you made a really interesting comment to me that had me thinking for days. And you said something to me about how, can I say what this comment was?
Yeah, please.
That I was hurting language's feelings. Is that what you said to me?
Yeah.
Because I was so focused on the numbers. And
yeah,
I said to you, well, to me, the numbers are a language. But, you know, your words, they stuck with me. And I thought about that for days. And I thought, how do I effectively incorporate, you know,
but
what
have you repaired your relationship with language?
Excuse me?
Have you repaired your relationship with language?
I still didn't hear what you said.
I said, have you repaired your relationship with language?
Repaired it.
Yeah.
I don't know that, did I need to repair it? I think it just brought my attention to it in a way that I have to remember that it needs equal time.
Yeah, okay.
Does that make sense?
Sure.
So you come from a very interesting background as being a professor, right?
Yeah.
And you've been reading my books. What do you think about all this stuff? Because it's really, I would think,
well,
and you're a critical thinker, so.
Yeah, I have two.
And you're the joker, by the way. Chris is the joker. Go ahead.
Does everybody know what?
You know, it's really hard to hear what you're saying. I don't know what line we're on here in the radio station, but
wow.
I thought maybe it was just Pat's phone.
I'm speaking as loud as I can. Does that help?
It helps.
Okay. Well, let's see. I quite enjoyed both of your books, the relationship book and the card book. And I am a little bit at a loss with the relationship book, though, because being a joker makes it difficult to calculate what your relationships are like.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's either a zero or a 53.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess I could have used another chapter of... you know, let's say, explanation of the calculations. That would have
helped
me.
I'm the first person that's ever put the joker in there, I think. And, you know, someone actually scolded me about it. And I had to just ignore what he said because I feel like the joker gets left out a lot. Because people...
Well, there's a question, too, because if your birthday is December 31st,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, there really are only 364 days in the year and one quarter day,
mm-hmm.
And that's why we have leap year every 4 years. So the 365th day is really divided over 4 years, you
mm-hmm.
know, 6 hours each day.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're really not a full-fledged person, you know, if you're born on December 31st.
Well, you know, I love what there's a man by the name of Thomas Morell who has made some great materials on the cards, and he's a math genius, and he, you know, he says that if you're born on the Joker day, if you're born before noon on that day, you should look at the Ace of Hearts. And if you're born after noon, you should look at the King of Spades. Now, I feel that the Joker really embodies all three cards. That the Joker is the Joker, which is a mysterious, amazing you know, creative, clever, playful energy. And I feel like that Ace of Hearts, because it's coming from the past, it's the end of the year, and the King of Spades is January 1st, the beginning. The Joker is like the bridge between the past and the future. And I feel like most Jokers embody both of those cards. And maybe they lean more to one or the other, depending on the time they're born. But I feel like that Ace of Cards, Hearts energy, because it's coming from behind, is moving through you, and it's being expressed as a Joker through the King of Spades. So, to me, I always look at all three of those cards. Because, and so if you were doing a relationship compatibility, you would want to look at the Ace of Hearts and the King of Spades and see, you know, combine the King of Spades with the other person and the Ace of Hearts to see how probably both of those composite cards that come out of that are going to govern your relationship. Have you done that?
No.
Okay. So, and that's why I did put the Joker in there. And I did do a Joker composite report, which is the thing that, you know, one person said, "What are you doing?" And I said, "Well, I'm including the Joker. There's a birthday, it's recognized as a day in the year, and I'm recognizing him because I feel it's important." So you can add either the 53 or you can add the Ace and the King of Spades, which ultimately is the same thing either way.
Okay.
And then you read, because the reports are, you know, they're pretty accurate. I hate to toot my own horn, but I am here. I am getting that kind of feedback, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Sure.
I mean, I haven't been in every one of those relationships, so I appreciate that feedback.
Yeah.
Are you there?
Yeah, yeah, I'm still here.
Did that answer your question?
Yeah, sure, it did. But I have another question, and that is, you know, when I read the book and I looked at my own situation, and
are you talking about the relationship?
Both, just the regular card book and the relationship book. But I guess now I'm talking really about the card book.
The birthday book.
So I'm, you know, I'm just trying to use it to learn something, you know, about myself, about my life, about the decisions I've made or the ones I'm going to make.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm at a loss, though, because, you know, I'm happily married. I have pleasure in my work. I have a nice family that gives me great joy. I enjoy, you know, the little pleasures of life, you know, a good dinner and walking outside and sleeping well and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not in debt. I'm healthy. I take great solace in my religion. I have a great relationship with my dog. And yet, something's missing. So I don't know what it is.
Interesting. Well, if you knew what it was, what do you think it might be?
Well, I don't. I don't know.
That didn't work. You know, wow. So when you say something's missing, where do you feel it's missing from? Is this something you feel somewhere inside of you, in your body, or your mind?
Do you mean like in my body, like in my foot?
Well, I mean, sometimes people feel something's missing and they feel an emptiness inside.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
No. Well, maybe, I guess you could express it as not necessarily an emptiness. I don't know. I hadn't really thought about it that way.
Hmm. That might be something to explore.
Yeah, you think?
Because, you know, it's. I know what you're talking about. I used to have that feeling. I know what you're talking about.
Well, what do the cards say? Can they tell me anything?
The cards say about that?
Yeah. I mean, can they tell me, you know, what to do?
They can't tell you what to do, but I can.
Okay.
You know, when I'm going to look at your cards, I know what your age is. I'm going to look at your cards right now, and two prominent things I see, and I'm looking at both the Ace of Hearts and the King of Spades, is that this year that you're in, for the age that you are, is a time when you're really refining your mind down
yeah.
to the finest details.
Yeah.
And you are coming in to know yourself in a bigger way or a more intimate way or maybe even a more outrageous way than you ever have before.
Yeah. That's true.
Okay. So I see those influences. So right now, it's like you're in the middle of some sort of spiritual initiation. That's what the cards are saying.
An initiation.
To tell you.
Okay.
Yes, it's like an initiation.
Okay.
Into a new relationship with yourself in some way.
Yeah. Okay.
And so you're like not even halfway through this year because your birthday is December 31st.
Right.
So this is a really, really powerful time for you.
Yeah.
And, you know, the deeper you dive inside, you're also, the more deeply you dive inside to be still with yourself, the quicker you're going to be led to that missing piece. And when you see it, then it's like, remember those little animals you get and you drop them in, they come in a little capsule and you drop it in the water and turns into a dinosaur or something?
Oh, yeah, I love it.
Huh?
The sponges.
Yeah. So it's sort of like that where, you know, there'll be that moment where, you know, that blossom will open and it'll fill that space, which right now is the place where you're identifying as something's missing. Does this make sense to you?
Yeah.
But you are being asked to really turn your attention within.
Yeah, I know. So, well,
and there's,
okay.
There's a lot of restlessness in your heart as well. You know, you're exploring that.
Yeah. But yet I'm very calm. I mean, I'm not a restless person.
Right.
See, I don't think of myself as restless.
What?
I don't think of myself as restless because...
Right, but there is some sort of exploration going on in your heart.
Yeah, okay, I'll go on with it.
Yeah, that's what I see.
Well, okay, so what do I do?
Excuse me?
What do I do?
You observe it.
Okay.
See, on June 6th, you're going to go into a 52-day cycle. That's going to be a huge metamorphosis here.
That's D-Day.
1, 2, 3, 4. And, you know, some major adjustments are going to take place in your thinking. At least that's on the spiritual level. So when you say, what do you do about that? To me, I'm a big fan of observing what is taking place.
Okay. All right.
You know, and not making up any stories about it and not trying to create something that is, you know what I mean, out of it, but just simply observing.
Well,
you know, this is what the Buddha did when he sat under the Bodhi tree for 40 days and 40 nights and didn't talk.
I was kind of hoping to get some stories out of it, though.
Stories?
Yeah.
Well, you can certainly write along the way of what you're experiencing. You just may not want to hang on.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
So should I keep a journal? Is that what you're suggesting?
That would be a really great thing to do.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And anything else?
No, that's all I have to say.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. It's beautiful.
You're very welcome. Thank you for calling.
Yeah. Is that what you wanted?
I didn't know. I thought it would be great for you to be on the radio.
Yeah, okay.
Is there something else you'd like to talk about or say?
No, I think I want to share the time with other people so they have a chance.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for being here and for your great questions.
Okay. And I'll talk to you later.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
So I have time for one more person to call in. So if you want to call in, please feel free to do that right now. Hello? Do I have a caller?
Yeah, hi.
Hi, who's this?
Sarah from New Jersey.
Sarah?
Mm-hmm.
Sarah, my favorite name, Sarah and Anna. Where in New Jersey are you?
Bergen County, near Fort Lee, Tina, Kackensack.
Mm-hmm. I have a friend in Hoboken. I go to New Jersey a lot and do readings there. I have a lot of clients.
Oh, do you?
And I have a friend in Chris. Huh?
Wow, that would be great to see you.
Yeah, I'm actually coming there in the next few weeks.
Will it be on your website?
It will be.
Okay, I'll look.
Cool. So, Sarah, when's your birthday?
June 25th. Do you need my year?
June 25?
Mm-hmm.
25.
I'm a 5
and
o'clock.
Just tell me your present age.
I'm 58. 58?
58.
Mm-hmm. Born in 1950.
Okay. So you're going to be 59 on your birthday.
Mm-hmm.
So have you ever heard of this system before, or is this new to you?
I have. I've looked on your website and the other, you know, popular website and been
mm-hmm.
reading up on it a bit, yeah.
You're the Five of Clubs.
Mm-hmm.
And you're a Cancer, yeah?
Yep.
Five of Clubs, Nine of Clubs. You've got a lot of brain up there in your head, a lot of quick-moving mind, yes?
Yeah, sometimes too much. And lately, the past couple of weeks, I've really been feeling kind of rattled. And so I was just wondering what's going on.
Well, let's look. Now, you are in your Neptune cycle, and I'll tell you, usually the last 52 days. Let me see if you're in your Neptune cycle.
Okay.
625, 5-4. You went in there on May 4th, which was a couple
mm-hmm.
of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And the Neptune cycle, especially for people born with club birthdays, can be really disconcerting because
mm-hmm.
the club suit rules the mental realm and the mind. And so that's your gyroscope, your thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Is your guidance, right?
Yes.
And So when you're in Neptune, it's very dreamy, and, you know, it's Neptune is without form, and you like everything to be in form. To you, thoughts are real things. So I've noticed that people that are born in the club suit, and you just happen to have the five of spades in Neptune, which can make you feel like you got on some magic carpet and, you know, the steering went out or something, and the gas pedal got stuck. Well, this is also a time of tremendous transformation for you. Lots of little deaths and rebirths between now and your birthday.
Okay.
You've actually got some pretty serious cards right now between now and your birthday that demand you to pay closer attention on the inside than the outside. Very much so. The Ace of Spades and the Seven of Spades. The Seven of Spades sort of grabs us by the throat and goes, are you going to turn your attention inside, or do I need to smack you around? How about a broken ankle? You know, it's really like a card that sort of demands we look inside.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to, I would drink lots of water during this cycle. I don't know where that's coming from, but it's coming, so I'm going to tell you
Thank
that.
You.
And, you know, you've got to just do your best to be comfortable with all the feelings of uncertainty, because you probably feel like the floor is moving underneath your feet right now.
Well, actually, I just want to hibernate and not go out and not do anything that I don't absolutely have to do.
Yeah, trust that. Whenever you feel that way, just do it. Just be. And it's a really, Sarah, it's a really great time for being with your imagination and your dreaming. And I always say that when we're in our 52 Neptune day cycle, the 52 days before our birthday, it's like being in the birth canal, because we're going to be coming out into another year, and we're going to have all new influences working with us. And so that time when I'm in that womb, I want to be gentle with myself. I don't make any major decisions if I don't have to. You know, I really am, you know, I spend as much time as I can, like meditating or imagining how I want my new year to be, because you'll feel those new energies coming in. And those new energies that are coming in for you are really yummy. So let me see where you're going to go sit. Five of Clubs. Oh, yes. Yeah, you have a lot of really powerful changes coming your way that are going to be good. And, excuse me, I think after your birthday, you may be embarking on learning something completely new and gathering with a new group of people in some way.
Good.
Yeah, it looks very exciting. So one of the things you could be doing, because is just imagining how you want your life to be different, what you would like to leave behind with this year, and you might even want to write this down, what you'd like to leave behind and what you would like to take with you and what you would like to find waiting for you when you step into your new year after the threshold of your birthday.
Great.
That would be my suggestion, because I'm out of time.
Oh, thank you so much. That's really a big help.
I'm so glad. Thank you for calling.
And maybe I'll get to see you in person. All the best.
That would be great. I would love to meet you in person. Okay, watch my website.
I will. Thank
you. All right, bye. Thank you.
Bye.
I want to thank everybody for listening. I want to thank Pat and Chris and Sarah for calling in. And, again, you can contact me via email. I do personal readings for people via telephone, and for people that are outside of the U.S., Skype. And I hope you have a fabulous 2 weeks. I'll be back here in 2 weeks. Much love to all of you, and thank you to BBS Radio. Thank you, everybody. Bye.